For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Today we continue our series of interviews with the candidates running to become Michigan's next governor. There are six people vying for the state's highest office on November 6th. Todd Schleiger is running for office with the U.S. Taxpayers Party. I asked him what he thinks is the most pressing issue facing Michigan today.
We have multiple issues here in Michigan. We have issues with our roads, which has been promised to be fixed for nearly 40 years, and they haven't done a thing towards that other than they figured out that our gas tax funds have been a lucrative fund for them to pilfer from. So my plan is to take that and actually use it what it was created for and actually fix our roads. I mean, if you look at the state budget page, it states that there's only $2.5 billion coming from the gas tax and diesel tax. That actual number is over $12 billion. Anytime they want more money from the people of Michigan, they say it's for our roads. So we actually need to spend the money that we actually get for our taxes and put it where it needs to go.
Water quality is absolutely a top concern in our state. We have PFAS, lead, and copper in some of the drinking water areas that's affecting the safety. What's your plan to make sure that Michigan water is safe to drink?
Well, we have a huge problem with our infrastructure. It's outdated, and we need to update it. Matter of fact, with the infrastructure program that I have in that I would put into place would create nearly 250,000 jobs. We have to replace water lines. We have to replace sewer lines. We need to get our electrical grid up to speed. We need to get a whole slew of things.
What would you do about protecting our water supply in the Great Lakes from illegal withdrawal by other states, which is protected by the Great Lakes Compact?
Well, the Great Lakes Compact is actually eight governors, if I remember right. We need to work together in order to protect our Great Lakes. There's also talk about some pipeline going from Lake Michigan all the way down to Texas and Arkansas and all that. That will never happen in my administration. From my beliefs and understandings, we have 20% of the free water in the world, or I should say fresh water, not the free water. But either way, we need to protect that. I mean, we got endangered Asian carp species in there, or invasive species in there that we need to take care of. We need to get our system cleaned up. We need to provide fresh water for the state.
I'd like to ask you about education. Right now, more than half of our third graders are not reading proficiently at grade level. What would be your plan for reversing that trend?
Well, first off, we need to put more money into our classrooms. My budget is set up for $20 billion. Right off the get-go for our public school system. My program is set up to make sure that a teacher, no matter what grade level, receives a minimum of $60,000 because I believe it's all in our teachers' hands. I mean, these teachers, some of them are actually putting money out of their own checks for supplies for their kids. That should never happen. My budget has $1.2 billion set off to the side out of that $20 billion for bringing 2 years of community college within the public school realm. And that includes trade schools and vocational schools, like the media school. Specs Howard would be a perfect example for that. We need to bring them in. It gives our kids an extra step up before the universities. But at the same time, we also have $1 billion set off to the side for special ed classes, which are our special education classes for some of our children that are being left behind because of disabilities.
What's your vision for healthcare in Michigan?
It's the state's responsibility in order to make healthcare affordable for the people of Michigan. The insurance industry as a whole, between auto insurance and health insurance, has been bleeding our families dry. My idea is to open up the Medicaid and make it affordable and force these third-party insurance companies to literally compete with the state. The people now are screaming about a single-payer system. Well, it isn't up to the federal government, or it shouldn't be up to the federal government, to put a plan in place. It should be up to the states. The states have control over what's going on within their state.
Todd Schleiger is running for Michigan governor with the U.S. Taxpayers Party. Mr. Schleiger, thanks for having some time for me.
Thank you for having me.
In East Lansing, for WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. One final note about this interview. Mr. Schleiger said that the state claims to receive about $2.5 billion from both the gasoline and diesel fuel taxes. And he also said the state actually receives more than $12 billion. We spoke with the state budget office, which tells us the projected gas and diesel tax revenue for fiscal year 2019 is only about $1.45 billion.